Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special teleconference here with the virtual Young Israel Widmer Beis Medrash program. Thank you to everyone who is joining us this morning. Nod again. You could hear me, ladies, who I see on the screen? Yes. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you so much. So today's shiur is dedicated to Zchus Aliyah Neshama Naftali Hertz Ben Shimon Kalman, someone who I run with actually weekly in Frappush. Her son's yahrzeit was on 23 Adar. She asked if I could please have her son in mind as an Aliyah Neshama. Also, a Zchus Refuah Shleima. For those who, Rachman al-Litzlan, that I know of, or have been given the names of those stricken with the machla that we are currently dealing with, Yochanan Shmuel Gershon Hened ben Rachel Yocheved, Hatinok Shlomo ben Sara Rachel, Yisachar Chaim ben Esther Malka, and Yaakov ben Rachel, Kosh Baruch Hu Shad Sayin Refuos, and Besoros Tovos to all in need, and Yeshua Sarachim Yishamayim. What can we talk about? How can we mechazek ourselves? We are just living in partial times that nobody could have ever imagined or envisioned. We've all been through many nisyonos in our lives. I speak for myself and I speak for all of you. We have faced and we continue to face personal difficulties, and we have faced and continue to face national struggles and trials, but certainly this time that we are living through is, you hear the word unprecedented, and there is simply no word in any language to describe the sense of uncertainty that we certainly all feel. I'm not only speaking for myself, Michal Horowitz, that's not possible, speaking for all of us. I need to ask you to please all mute yourself. For some reason, I'm not able to mute you, but at the bottom of your screen, you have an option, mute myself. So if you could please do that, it would be very helpful for the benefit of all. We ask that everyone please mute themselves so that everybody could benefit and hear the shir. Very important. And we're living in times when, Baruch Hashem, technology allows us to remain connected and to share Torah, to share Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Hisorus, Kehem Chayinu Va'orach Yameinu, Vahen Negam, and we all need hadracha. And if you've ever learned with me before, I say many times, I'm speaking to Michal Horowitz, and that's the absolute emes. Who today doesn't need chizuk? Who today does not need clarity? Who does not today does not daven from menuchas hanefesh? Ata chonein la'adam da'as u'melameid enosh bina. Chaneinu mi'idcha chachma bina v'da'as. We beseech the Ribbono Shel'olam to grant us the clarity. Gemar says in the Mishnah Tamid, Lamed Beis Aleph, Ezehu Chacham Haroa Es Hanolad. A wise person sees the outcomes of their action, and we dive into the Ribbono Shel'olam to grant us the clarity during this time. I want to specifically focus on the duration of today's shir. Had we been zocha to be in Beis Knesset yesterday, we think of our Sifrei Torah sitting, we're missing them and they're missing us. We think of the Aron Kodesh that has not been open now. This was the second Shabbos in our community that the base Batei Knesios have been closed. We would have taken out two Sifrei Torah. From the first, we would have read from Vayakal Pekudei, Shabbat Chazak, 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 V'nis Chazek. It was also, of course, Shabbos Mevarchim Nisan. It was also Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, we read from Parshas Bo and Sefer Shemos, Parak Aleph, Parak Yod Beis, Psukim Aleph through Chaf. We would have read this from the second Sefer Torah. Vayomer Shem al Moshe v'al Aron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor. I'm reading from Parshas Bo, which is of course part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the narrative of our people leaving Egypt, and we were still in Egypt. And Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, Hachodesh hazalachem rosh chodashim. This month is for you, the first month of the year, of the months of the year. Rishon hulachem mechad she'eshana. It was in the land of Egypt that the Bnei Yisrael were endowed with the first national mitzvah. What was the first national mitzvah we have been ever given? The first national mitzvah was not Yom Kippur v'nisim es nafsho seichem. The first national mitzvah was not Zachars Yom HaShabbos Sukkacho. The first national mitzvah was not Taharas HaMishpacha. The first national mitzvah was not Bris Mila. Yes, Bris Mila is given to Avraham Avinu in Perek Yud Zayin. Is Halech Lufane Behei Tamim in Bereshis. But the first national mitzvah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam came to Knesset as well, to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, and he said, I have a gift for you, I have a matana for you, I have a mitzvah for you. What was the first mitzvah the Ribbono Shel Olam said that Knesset Yisrael should accept upon themselves, should be mekadosh themselves with? Asher kedushan b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. What's the first one? Hachodesh Zarecha. I think if you took a poll and you went into the street and you asked observant Jews, what's the most important mitzvah? Bris Milah. Someone just told me yesterday they attended a bris. It was the parents, the mayel, and the rav. That's it. They said they felt like it was in Russia, under communist Russia. Bris Milah, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shmur HaMatzah. You should know, Knesset Yisrael was endowed with the sanctity of Kedushas Hazman, time. Sometimes we squander time. And especially now it's become a challenge to use our time wisely. I think now more than ever we all appreciate the vast value in every single second, in every single moment of time. We say in the Hallelujahs in Pesukei Dezirma, how does King David, Avon HaMelech, finish? Kapitach Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tehalo, Kol HaLeluah, Kol HaNeshama Tehalo, Kol HaLeluah. As I'll say, do not read a Kol HaNeshama Tehalo, Kol HaNeshima Tehalo. With every single breath, for those who are joining, it means Baruch Hashem, we are well enough to join, we can learn, we have the Schus of Torah. Kol HaNeshima, with every breath, with every minute, with every moment, with every nanosecond of time, I praise you, God. And Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explains about the mitzvah of a chodesh zalachem. Why was it first? Because a slave does not own anything. He doesn't own himself. He doesn't own his property. He does not even own his time. His time belongs to his master. I heard of Zachariah Wallerstein say many, many years ago, before I was even teaching, so it really goes back a long time ago. Zachariah Wallerstein of Zachariah Wallerstein said, a slave can only say two words, and that's yes, master. He doesn't have the freedom or the choice of time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, our first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kedushas Hazman, and understanding the importance of time and every moment that we are granted. How much we must strive to use every second that we are granted of life in this world to use it well. Rashi says, what does it mean, HaChodesh HaZelachem? A number of times when the word zeh appears in the Torah, it means the people mamash saw something. Zeh keli v'anveyu, Shemos 15:2, Elokei aviv aramenu. Rashi says, zeh keli, the people pointed. Rashivcha al hayam, mashal ra'u neviim, or mashal rechaiska ben buzi. They saw, kaviyach l'ribon shom, they pointed. What does hachodesh hazeh lachem mean? Just say, hachodesh lachem, this month is for you, zeh. So Rashi says, niskasha Moshe amolad halvona. Moshe had difficulty, he was perplexed about the reappearance of the moon, and God showed him, V'herelo be'etzba esalavona berakia, amarlo kazeh re'eh v'kadish. Hashem showed Moshe the new moon, he showed him what it looks like, and he says, when it looks like this, that is when you should be mekadesh l'chodesh, hachodesh hazelachem, this month is for you, the first month of the year. Hashem actually showed Moshe what the new moon looks like, because Moshe had nit kasha from kasha, he had a kasha, kasha is a question, a kasha is a difficulty, it was hard for Moshe, he didn't understand what it looked like. So God came and he said, this is what it looks like. It's very, very interesting. I read maybe last year, a year and a half ago, a very interesting var. If you look at the name Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, Moshe's essence is defined by the things he had difficulty with. What does that mean? Three things that were difficult for Moshe, Hashem had to show him, this defines Moshe's essence. I will tell you the three things. So Moshe, Mem Shin Hei. Okay, so we have in Per Chav Hei of Shemos, all three appear in Shemos, Chav Hei of Shemos, Pasuk Mem. Ure'e va'asei betavnisam asher ata mari bahar. So Hashem said to Moshe in Chav Hei, you're in Parshas Truma, we're talking about Melechus HaMishkan. And Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe, see and construct according to the form that I show you on the mountain. So Rashi says, Magid sheniskasha Moshe b'maise ha-menorah. Moshe had difficulty with the menorah. The menorah is supposed to be made from one block of fire. By Alkan Paku, they tell us all the implements, all the kelim that were made in the Mishkan. And Moshe had difficulty. He didn't understand exactly how the menorah should be made. One block of gold. It was not constructed of different pieces and put it together. Moshe, apparently, says Rashi, didn't understand exactly how to make the menorah. Rashi says, Shenitkasha Moshe b'maisa ha-menorah, or Shenitkasha Moshe b'maase ha-menorah. And God showed him a menorah shel ish. So just like HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Hashem showed Moshe the Levana b'chidusha, so too by menorah, Hashem showed Moshe. It was difficult for Moshe. Mem menorah. It was difficult, Hashem had to show him. What is Shin? So Shin is Shekel. Shin stands for Shekel, Moshe's name. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed of Shemos, Pasuk Yid Gimel, Parshas Kisisa, this was last week's, not yesterday's Parsha, but the week before. Zei, Nukol, Over Al, Bekudi, Machatzis, Shekel, Beshekel, Kodesh. Everyone who passes by to be counted, passes through to be counted, should give a half a shekel. And Rashi says, Her Elo, Kamin, Matbea, Shel Ish, and again, we have very similar lashon in Rashi. Moshe had trouble. He didn't understand exactly what should the people be bringing. What is the donation of the half a shekel? Hashem showed it to him in fire, and he says, this is what they should bring. So if you look at the word, the name Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, there is a deep allusion here to where a person finds koach, from where a person finds gedula, greatness, from where a person finds growth. Interesting, the word for greatness and growth is the same. That's cool. I just thought of that. Lagadel, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze El Achav, Gadol Hador. That's so amazing. I just thought of something, everyone. That's cool. To be a giant means to be growing. Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze El Achav Vayar B'Suvlosa. Moshe grew up and he went to his brothers. But it's also Lashon Gidulah. It means when a person is growing, they are ascending in greatness. But from where does our growth come from? Does it come from being stagnant? Does it come from tranquility? Does it come from not being challenged in life? Moshe's greatness came, his essence came from the things that were difficult for him. Menorah. He didn't know how to make the menorah. This is hard for me, Ribbono Shel Olam. I need you to show me what to do. Shekel. He didn't understand what exactly the people should give. Show me, God, what the people should give. HaChodesh, what does that mean? HaChodesh HaZalacham, I have no association with this mitzvah. I have no idea what to do. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rav Salavechik, was the Melamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. Showed Moshe what to do. Moshe, part of his greatness, there's many aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shusha Yagen Yaleinu, we could spend so long talking about. But Moshe's greatness, his essence is defined by the things that were difficult for him, and that he learned, and that he overcame. And I think from Parshas HaChodesh, which should have been leaned yesterday in Beis Knesset, had we been zocheh to be there together, it's a very important lesson. This is a time that presents difficulties for all of us, like we have never experienced or faced in our lifetime, in two lifetimes, in three lifetimes. Yes, we've all had and continue to have nisyonos. But this is nitkasha Moshe. We have such a kasha. Ribbono Shel Olam. This is so hard for me. I'm confused. The future is uncertain. Will I have karpas for Pesach, for Leil Seder? Can I get to the grocery? Will there be enough salary? Will we be able to get out? Will the stores be open? Will the workers be working? Moshe, Mem is menorah. He didn't understand. It was a kasha. It was hard for him. Shin is shekel. He didn't understand. It was hard for him. Hey is hachodesh. He didn't understand. And that makes Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yaakov Avinu and Paraklam and Zion and Bereshus wants to have a little peace and quiet. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Kanan. Yaakov finally comes back to Canaan, 22 years. He finished with the Tzar of Esav, the Tzar of Lavan. His wives worked things out. He wants to sit in a piece of quiet. What does Rashi say there? Bikesh Yaakov leishei b'shava. Yaakov wants a little piece of quiet. Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe katzi minu rai. I haven't had any peace and quiet from my youth. And finally, Yosef was 17. Things will be quiet. What does Rashi say? God says, lo dayin letzadikim mashem muzman. Olam haba. It's not enough what the tzaddik is waiting in the next world. You want peace and quiet here also. Kafatz olav ragzo shel Yosef. The difficulty, the trouble, the travail of Yosef came upon him. And then we have four more parashios, replete with the difficulty of Yosef. And contrast that to the end of Yaakov Avinu's life. What do we know about the 17 years that Yaakov dwelled in Egypt? Nothing. Something must have happened in 17 years. He woke up, went to the Beis Medrash, he davened, maybe not in that order. He was involved with his grandchildren. He was overseeing Goshen. The Torah does not narrate anything from 17 years. How could it be? Nothing happened in 17 years. He comes to Egypt, and next thing you know, he's dying. He's old, he's sick. What does it mean? It's a truism of life, albeit sometimes painful for us, that our essence, our growth comes from what is kasha for us. We can grow. Vayigdal Moshe. It's amazing. It's kishmak. Vayisrael Echav. How did he become a gadol dar, a giant who holds up his world and all worlds and every generation? By overcoming. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is presenting us, we don't understand, the machshavos of God. But he's presenting us with a challenge for growth, the ability to overcome what is difficult for us and strive and succeed. It's so interesting when we talk about the Shibud Mitzrayim. So Paro, which of course is part of the focus of Leil Pesach, 2.5 weeks, we'll be sitting down to Leil HaSeder, Be'ezras Hashem, with our karpas. I told the kids we have frozen broccoli. It's a vegetable. If we can't get to the grocery, we'll use the frozen broccoli for karpas. I don't know. I'll ask Hashem if you're allowed to. Don't worry. So when we talk about the Shibu Mitzrayim, Yosef, quoting from the beginning of Perak Aleph of Shemos, a new king arose who did not know Yosef. And he said, look at this, these people are mighty, they're so numerous, they're much stronger than us. Let's be wise against them, you know, lest they join with our enemies, they'll kick us out of the land, and they impose tax collectors upon them, and they oppress them, and they make them do slave labor. Something peculiar happens to Knesset Israel. The more that Knesset Yisrael are oppressed, so they would become many and so they would burst forth. It goes contrary to the laws of nature. It goes contrary to what is expected. It goes contrary to predictions and statistics. The more we are Ya'anu Oso, the more difficult something is. Moshe, Benora, Shekel, Chodesh. When I don't understand Ribon Sha'olam, when it's hard for me and I overcome, we maintain a semblance of normalcy in our homes. We clean up after Shabbos like we always clean up after Shabbos. We clean up for Shabbos, not in this order, like we always clean up for Shabbos. We keep up with the laundry. We keep up with our tefillah bizman. You have to get dressed every day. I saw a cute meme. You know, they're sending so many memes around now. Some of them make us laugh. It's important to still laugh. It's important to play games with your family. It's important to reach out on FaceTime to connect to Shi'urim. It's important to do things that remind us that we are still living and there's so many opportunities in this world to overcome. So I saw a cute meme and it said, don't forget, 9 p.m. is time to change out of your day pajamas into your nighttime pajamas. That made me smile. We all need a smile. We need to remember to get dressed. The truth is I'm wearing a sheitel for this year. But we need to get dressed. We need to clean our homes. We need to feed our families to the best of our abilities, even though it's difficult. Magid sheniskash al Moshe. Tell Hashem it's hard for you. Tell him you don't understand. Tell him, I don't know what the new moon looks like. What does that mean? I don't know what you want from me. How should I fulfill this mitzvah? I don't know what you want from me. Shekel and Echodesh, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's essence. That's Gedula. The struggle is so precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam because when it's hard, that's chios. That's life. I saw such a geshmak, mamish geshmak work by Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky in the book Growing Up. Growing Up by Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky. I recently read a different book of his called The Priest and the Nuns, and I enjoyed it so much. A couple months ago, before this whole pachad started, I went to buy this book. It's very, very good. And in the back, Abbe Dr. Tursky has different Torah thoughts. His Ha'aros, his Chidushei Torah. And I saw a Ha'ara in there last week, that made such an impression on me, and I think has such a strong teaching and a chizuk for all of us during this time. He takes us to Parshas Vayetze in the book of Bereshis. Parshas Vayetze is after Yaakov's famous dream. There's a Sulam Yaakov, the angels are going up and down, the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing over him, I will be with you, I will return you to this place. Okay, and Yaakov picks up, and he's running away, of course, from Esav. He's going to end up working for Laban, Arami Oved Avi Vayirid Mitzrayma, for 20 years. And he meets this beautiful girl by the well, and he is smitten with her, and he loves her so much. Okay, Vayir Kasher Ra Yaakov Esrachal Baslavan Achi Imo Vestzol Navan Achi Imo Vayigash Yaakov Vayigal Saeve Meal Pia Ber Vayesh Esso Navan Achi Imo. He sees Rachal by the well. He's so excited. He rolls off the stone from the top of the well. He gives the flocks of his uncle to drink. Vayishak Yaakov the Rachal Vayises Kol Vayev. He kisses Rachal and he lifts his voice in crying. Rashi says, why does he lift his voice in crying? He just met her. Imagine what she thinks. You know, the strange guy appears in town and he has a superhuman strength. And he rolls off the stone and he's able to give the flocks a drink and he kisses her and he's crying. So Rashi says he's crying because he didn't have any presents to give her. And Imatanos, Eliphaz, his nephew, came and stole everything. And Ani is Nechshav Kames. Eliphaz took everything away. You know, my husband and I, from one of our children, watched a wedding, Erev Shabbos, on Zoom. We were supposed to, what's today, the 22nd, the wedding was supposed to be today. And we got a message Friday, watch my wedding on Zoom, 2:45, Chasen Akala. And my cats and seen from the Yeshiva Gadol is Masada Kedushin. A few people, masks, gloves, holding up the poles of the chuppah, and they're standing on the grass and they're getting married. Yaakov's crying because he doesn't have anything to give his kala. The parents in this case were not even at the wedding. We could see them watching on Zoom. They should be Zocha to build a Bayis Nema be Yisrael with Arichus Yamim and Shanim. He's also crying because he sees in Ruach HaKodesh he won't be buried with Rachel. Okay, he wants to marry her. He loves her. And the Pasuk says, Vayahav Yaakov es Rachel. And Yaakov loves Rachel. And he says, Evdecha sheva shalim bi Rachel bitcha ktana. He says to her father, I'll make you a deal. I'm going to work for 7 years for Rachel, your youngest daughter. And Lavan says, I'm in Perich of Tessa Bereshis. You know, it's better for me to give her to you than to give her somebody, I don't know, stay here and work for her. And the Pasuk says, Perich of Tessa, Pasuk Chav in Bereshis. Vayavod Yaakov bi Rachel sheva shalim. Yaakov works for Rachel for 7 years. What does that mean? So Targum Unklus says, Vahavo Be'enehu Kiyamin Ze'irin Bidarachame Yasei. It was like a few days in his eyes. And in fact, that's exactly how art school translated it. It was just but a few short days. Imagine 7 years felt like a few short days. He loved her so much, and it felt like a few short days. However, Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky has such an unbelievable pshat. Okay, I'm going to repeat the pasuk again, or the lashon of the pasuk. Please listen. Vayavod Yaakov b'Rachel sheva shanim. Yaakov worked for Rachel for 7 years. Vayu be'enav kiyamim achadim ba'ahava so osa. It was in his eyes like a few days because he loved her so much. Rabbi Dr. Tversky brings a tremendous, tremendous pshat. If you tell somebody you have to work for 7 years, mamish 7 years for your sherech. You know the girl, you feel she's your basher, you're ready to marry her. 7 years, 7 years. Who can make it through 7 years? Tell somebody who's trying to lose weight, you have to eat healthy, you have to change your eating pattern for a full year. What are they going to say, a full year? How am I going to do that, a full year? I can't do that. Rabbi Dr. Tversky proposes a tremendously beautiful shot of these words that I think can guide us during this difficult time. When are the kids going back to school? When are we able to associate with our friends and neighbors again? When can we go back to basic necessities? When can we go to the supermarket like normal people, not stand in line? When can we participate in smachot? When can we be sameach lechasson kala? When can we do bikur cholim again? I don't know. And if we look at this as a long term, it's going to be very difficult. Abbe Dr. Tversky says as follows, I'm quoting. Several commentaries raise the obvious question. When a person is separated from the one he loves, every day seems like a century. What sense does it make to say that because Yaakov loved Rachel, 7 years seemed like a few days? 7 years is not a few days. 7 years is 7 years. Seven times 365, that's a lot of days. How did he get through? If one pays close attention to the Lashon HaTorah, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, it does not say a few days, which is how we translate it. It says Yamim Achadim. Look at those two words. Yamim means days. And if I ask you, I can't hear you, you're all at home, but if I ask you, what is the Shoresh of Achadim? So what would you tell me? I'm going to give you 1 second to think. Yamim Achadim, it's not so hard. Echad, one. The success of working with alcoholics, writes Dr. Abram J. Twersky, is the principle of one day at a time. If you tell an alcoholic he can never drink again, that is futile. The prospect that he can never drink again is impossible for him to accept. If you tell him, just today you don't drink, tomorrow we'll worry about tomorrow, that's acceptable. Millions of addicts have successfully recovered, writes Dr. Abram J. Twersky. He spent his lives working with people who have addiction. We recover by taking it one day at a time. Yamim Achadim does not mean a few days. It doesn't mean 7 years was a few days. It means every morning. Yaakov woke up and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is hard for me. This is not normal. You don't work 7 days for a shidduch. It's not normal that Beis Knesset is closed. It's not normal that Beis Medrash is closed. It's not normal that Beis Sefer is closed. It's not normal that I have to stand in line for the supermarket. It's not normal that if I don't know if when I'm going to have food, can I leave my house? Can I leave my house? It's not normal, Rachman al-Tzlan, that there are cholim. Fine, upstanding. Bali mitzvos, midos tovas, kishmak, yidin. In such perilous situations. It's not normal. How long do I have to get through this? My kids don't know if they're going to camp this summer. Do I know if they're going to camp? Rabbi Smachshavos believe, Ish v'atzas Hashem yisakum. Rabbi Dr. Twersky says, Vayihi be'enav k'yamim achadim ba'ahavasa osa. It's not that it was a few days in his eyes. The Torah is realistic. The Torah is validating. The Torah understands the human condition. The Torah is telling me when you find yourself in a difficult matzav, you know how you get through? You know how you persevere? You know who I'm talking to? I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself. I have to get through today, doing Ratzon Hashem. Today I get up, I wash Negavas, or I say Moda Ani, I get dressed, I daven, I feed my family, I wash my dishes, I clean my home, we share shir. We learn, we say Tehillim, we do laundry. Sit outside. I have to get through today. If I'm told I have to get through 2 weeks, 2 months, longer, it's impossible. Niskasha Moshe. It was hard for Moshe. The Rebbe Moshe said, I'm going to show you how to be Makadesh. You know how you're Makadesh? Vayigdal Moshe vayetzi al achav. You know how a gadol becomes a gadol by growth. And you know what makes us grow? Our struggles. Vayhi be'enav kayamim achadim. Wow. We've managed to cover a lot of territory in a half hour shir. Thank the Rabbanim of our community for such tremendous leadership. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem shalom asani goy. That's tremendous leadership during this difficult time for facilitating this year for all of us to join together. Remember what we spoke about. Take something home with you. You're already home, proverbially. Apply it to our lives. Achodesh hazeh lachem. We have 1 minute, so let's just recap, and then I'm going to transfer to the next speaker. Achodesh hazeh lachem. Time is the most precious commodity, and it was the first mitzvah Knesset Yisrael was given. Achodesh hazeh lachem. Niskash kamosha. Menorah. Shekel, Hachodesh. From your difficulty you grow. Yaakov Avinu, from his tranquility, we know nothing. From his turbulence, we have 4 parshios that end Bereishis. A person can be Ola Ligdula by overcoming their struggles. Tell Hashem it's hard for you. Ask Hashem to show us the way. Ata chonein le'adam da'as. Kasher yanu oso kein yirba. The more we are afflicted, the more we grow. And finally, vayhi be'enav kiyamim achadim. Wake up every day, and after you say Moda Ani, ladies, Hashem, give me the koach to get through today. Yomim Achadim. Perhaps that could be our mantra, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Thank you all for signing in, for learning Tizkul Mitzvah, for Maisim Tovim. I'm now going to hand over the shiur to the next speaker. Give me 1 second, because I've never done this before. Okay. I'm just trying to find the next speaker. Participant list. Okay.